Welcome back to another episode of Hail to the Deadites. It's another solo episode. It's just going to be me because we've got a lot of tweets and stuff to talk about pertaining to Evil Dead Rise. So first off, and I think the biggest thing is in Starburst Mag, there was an interview with Alyssa Sutherland, who will be playing Ellie in the upcoming Evil Dead Rise movie. So I thought maybe I would read out the interview for you and talk about some more stuff that's going on in this episode. So the article is called The Dead Speak. It's by Saul Harris. I will put their Twitter at somewhere on here so you can give them a follow. It's been over 10 years since the last film in the beloved Evil Dead franchise was released. Thankfully, the wait is almost over with the imminent release of Evil Dead Rise, written and directed by Lee Cronin, the man behind 2019's excellent The Hole in the Ground, and starring Alyssa Sutherland and Lily Sullivan as estranged sisters Ellie and Beth. Alyssa spoke to us about what we can expect to see. So Starburst asked, "We know the film boasts a noted departure for the Evil Dead series, swapping out the remote wilderness and iconic log cabin setting in favor of a high-rise apartment block. What can you tell us about its new characters?" Alyssa's response was, "Ellie has three kids. She's a single mom, and at the beginning of the film, we learn that her husband is left, and she's left with the kids, and she's just found out that the building she lives in is being demolished, so she has to find somewhere new to live. She's a tattoo artist. She's not a mega millionaire. So supporting three kids on her own and having to find a new place to live is going to be a real challenge for her. So she's really in a bit of a pickle as the film opens up and Beth lands on her doorstep. She hasn't heard from Beth in a while and she's tried reaching out to talk to her about where she's at and Beth has ignored her calls. So there's a conflict going on between the two sisters. I like that there's stuff going on as the film opens. Ellie's a really cool mom and her kids are cool. They're all creative souls in their own way and I think one of the things that I think the film does really well is establish the characters and their relationships very quickly. You know who everyone is right off the bat. I love that Lee was able to do that. I think it raises the stakes because you care about the characters so much in their relationship as a family. That's a new thing for the Evil Dead to do." Starburst asks, "And after a new Necronomicon is discovered, is it Ellie who gets possessed?" Alyssa's response was, "Yes, it's so wrong because she's going after the kids. It's so wrong. I had the objective, obviously, to scare them. But there was more to it than that. I wanted to get under their skin and mess with their minds. I think ultimately that's scarier, when someone can kind of get into your mind and mess with you in that way. I always like to befriend my fellow actors and have a nice relationship with them. I'm not a method actor, it's not my style. But I did mess around while the cameras were rolling. There's one scene, and it's in the trailer, where I have to tell a story like, I had this dream and it was the perfect day. The poor kids had to shoot their reaction to that story time again and again. The cameras weren't on me, so it didn't matter what I said, and I just started changing it up every single time. I learned something about myself that day, that I'm quite dark on the inside. It was not difficult to come up with a new gross thing to tell them that I was basically going to do with them. I basically approached as playing two different characters. We got so lucky because the set was all purpose built for us and in one location, so we were able to shoot chronologically with us, which is never the case. It was such a gift for us to be able to film that." And then the picture cuts off, and I haven't been able to find the second part of the article. The magazine's coming soon, so it's not out yet. So I guess you'll be able to catch the rest of that interview in an upcoming issue of Starburst Mag. So next up, and I don't know if this is just an error on this filmography's part, or maybe there was stuff planned that we didn't know about, but Blaze of Glory fact, according to the credits on Blaze of Glory DVD biography, Bruce Campbell starred in Evil Dead 5 in 2002. Or maybe that's 4, I don't know. What are my Roman numerals? 5. Okay, I gotta write. So Bruce Campbell quote tweeted it and said, "When AI writes filmographies, it says his selected film credits are in 1999, From Dusk to Dawn 2, Texas Blood Money, in 2000, Evil Dead 4, Voice, 2001, The Majestic, never heard of it, 2002, Spider-Man, 2002, Serving Sarah, 2002, Evil Dead 5, and 2004, Spider-Man 2. Now, I don't know if they were talking about games in the Evil Dead thing, or if there were maybe movies planned that we didn't know about, and it just so happened to end up in this random DVD biography section. But I think that's pretty cool, and if it was something messed up, it is very funny that if you knew nothing about Bruce Campbell and you looked at this menu, you'd think that there's 5 Evil Dead movies that he's starred in. So moving on from that, we've got some pretty big news about Evil Dead Rise premieres. It's going to be the closing film at the Overlook Film Festival, which is a 4-day celebration of all things horror in America's most haunted city. They've got a really cool film festival going on there. lots of movies that are going to be very popular when they hit the theaters. So I think it's really awesome that Evil Dead is getting to close it out. Evil Dead Rise is also going to be playing at South by Southwest this year as well. So this is a tweet from an account called On This Day London Cinema Releases. And this just sort of popped up on my Twitter feed because I think I have Evil Dead as a topic liked. So pretty much any tweet that says Evil Dead gets recommended to me. The Evil Dead had its first public screening in England at the Scala on October 9th, 1982, when it replaced a late-night preview of Basket Case. About six of us and the cat turned up. A month later, at the LFF, which I'm assuming is the London Film Festival, Sam Raimi told me I must be the only person to have seen it twice. So there's some really cool pictures attached of some magazines and festival review stuff and synopsises. There's a film festival program notes that Sam Raimi signed, which I think is really cool, and some credits for the movie. I just thought that was really cool. I love archival stuff like that, and I don't know, like, Sam Raimi is, I'd say, a pretty well-known director now. I mean, he's done, like, Marvel movies and Spider-Man and stuff, so it's really interesting, or just a nice perspective, I guess, to just see when he, like, wasn't that well-known of a director and how, like, how much of a personable person he is and was. So I think that was really cool that he was like, hey, you're the only person that's probably seen it twice. I thought that was really awesome. I've never seen Evil Dead in a theater setting, and I really, really want to. I really, really, really want to see the original either at the drive-in or like a remastered or even the original screening done at a theater. But unfortunately, my local theater only plays blockbusters and we have no independent cinema here. So I'm kind of pressed. So I had this tweet bookmarked because I was going to do a video that day. Then I got a little busy. Today's March 6th and I bookmarked this on February 24th. So it's another tweet from On This Day London Cinema Releases. So on this day, or I guess on February 24th, 1983, Sam Raimi's The Evil Dead opened at the Prince Charles Cinema in London. The distributors, Palace Pictures, accidentally provided them with an uncut print that was screened for a short time until replaced with the BBFC cut version. I'm pretty sure Sam Raimi went to court over the first Evil Dead movie because of how gruesome it was. And I think people in the UK thought it was a snuff film. I think there's a video online of a TV show where he went on and people talked to him about the court case and the Evil Dead stuff. I'll link it below if I can find it. But if not, if you search Sam Raimi interview, it'll probably come up because I've seen them all and that's where I saw it. So we also found out a couple weeks ago that Stryker Entertainment is now handling the consumer product licensing for Evil Dead Rise, which means that merchandise and etc., so more stuff probably, will be coming soon. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love Evil Dead merch. I have so much. I have so many shirts. I have so many horror shirts. My dresser is overflowing. My closet is overflowing with Evil Dead stuff. So I'm very excited to add some Evil Dead Rise merch into that collection. And then obviously when they announce stuff, I will let you guys know what's coming out and when and where you can get it. So I think February 24th was a pretty big day for Evil Dead news because we got those two tweets and then a Lee Cronin tweet that says, everyone loves a relaxing visit to the lake. On April 21st, you can experience a not-so-relaxing, dread-fueled, blood-drenched visit to the lake. It's way more fun and goes really well with popcorn. Hashtag Evil Dead Rise. I can't wait. I can't wait. And then in the comments below, he says there will be competitions to win tickets to premieres if you keep your eyes peeled in the few weeks' time. So keep your eye out for that. My passport isn't even valid, but I'm still going to enter. I'm still going to enter those contests. I really hope they're not geographically restricted, I think, because sometimes in the US you can only enter contests if you're in the US, and same with any other country. So I really hope there's a competition for the Canadian premiere, because I wouldn't need my passport for that. So Bruce Campbell and Rob Tappert did an interview on the Postmortem with Mick Garris podcast on Dread Central, talking about Evil Dead. They talked a little bit about Army of Darkness, and Bruce Campbell said, we kind of killed the franchise. I'll link the article below. It's not a huge read, but it's a little bit of a read. It's too much for me to sit and read, and I don't want to completely rip off someone's article that they wrote just by reading it to you guys. But yeah, I would definitely recommend reading that. There's a whole podcast that they did together. I haven't listened to it myself, but I will definitely be listening to it later, and we'll have a discussion about it maybe in the next episode of Hail to the Deadites, which would be fun. So, actually, today I found a couple Evil Dead-related tweets, and then I realized I had enough probably to do a whole episode, which is why I'm here. So, Bruce Campbell has a quote from an interview he did with Bloody Disgusting. Once again, not going to read the whole article, because that's plagiarism, I think, in some sort of way to read the whole thing. Anyways, the special effects in Evil Dead Rise, he says, "No one will be able to make fun of the Evil Dead special effects again as long as I'm alive. Eat it, bitches, because this is the good stuff you're about to see." And then there's a screen cap of one of Ellie's kids who's looking pretty possessed. And I think in the other videos I've done talking about Evil Dead Rise, I was wondering if any of the kids were going to get possessed. So I'm really glad. Or not glad. That's a very masochistic thing to say. I'm quite happy that they're infecting the kids and turning them into deadites. I think that's fun. I think it's gonna be a fun movie. So, Lee Cronin tweet. What a surprise. He says, "Just jumping on the first flight of many to promote hashtag Evil Dead Rise, and it has made me think about how the airplane safe version of this movie will probably be about 13 minutes long." I think that's very awesome. That's very good news for Evil Dead fans that love gore and scares. I didn't know that they had to cut movies to be airplane safe. I thought maybe they would just have them there like normal movies, but that's pretty awesome. I mean, the movies are like 90 minutes long, so at least, what's the math, like 77 minutes worth of it is just gonna be a total splatterfest, or a splatter royale, I should say. So yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait. We've got a little under 2 months till the movie premieres, so I'm so excited. So in that Bloody Disgusting interview I referenced a tweet ago, Bruce Campbell was talking about the Evil Dead continuation animated series, which would be jumping off of Ash vs. Evil Dead, I think. He didn't have much to say, but he said, "All I can say is we're actively pursuing it." He said, "Sam's a busy guy, but he and his brother are actively shaping out this world. It's one thing to get an animator and say, hey, animate this. You've got to know what you're going to animate. I look forward to it because my voice hasn't aged as much as I have." So that means probably Sam and Ivan Raimi are working on it together, because I know that they've written a couple movies together. Originally, when I first read that, I thought it was maybe Sam and Ted working on it together, but I don't think Ted Raimi writes a lot with Sam. So I'm really excited that Sam and Ivan are writing more Evil Dead stuff. I think that's awesome that we could get another like Sam Raimi infiltrated, is that the right word, piece of Evil Dead media. I think that's so awesome. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see what the animation style looks like. I hope it's like the Spider-Verse movie, or maybe like the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie that's coming out, or maybe it'll just be like totally cartoony, like Clone High-ish with very like exaggerated features. I think that's going to be a really, really cool thing to see someday, and I'm so glad that I have this platform now to be able to share all that awesome stuff with you guys. So our final note of the evening is that Grindhouse Releasing has a limited edition glow-in-the-dark Evil Dead shirt. They did not sponsor me, I just think the shirt is really cool. I want one, but I have to save money. So I thought I would let you guys know. Once again, everything I talked about I'm going to link in the description, so you can check it out for yourself and share it online and stuff and read it or listen to it or buy it in case of the shirt. So I really think this shirt is awesome. I have a glow-in-the-dark Evil Dead shirt. It's the long sleeve one from Cavity Colors, I think. I'm gonna have to wear it again sometime. But I work in like an editing bay for my job, so I kind of glow because the shirt's glow-in-the-dark and we typically don't have the lights on and the curtains are closed. So I kind of glow in the dark at work if I wear it, which is fun, but a little distracting for me because then I'm just looking at my shirt and all the Kandarian writing on it and all the deadites and stuff, and I get distracted. I don't get anything done. I'm just kidding. I don't get that distracted at work. I do my job, I promise. There's two things I forgot to mention. One of them is that the Evil Dead the Game vinyl from the Ultimate Collector's Edition has finally shipped. They had a bunch of delays in getting them made and sent off, but I got my order sent confirmation a couple days ago, so I'm really excited for that to get here and we can unbox it together and check it out. I'll show a photo here of what the picture they sent with it. It's all the vinyl in the back of the case. It looks really awesome. I love the colors that they chose. So I'm really excited for that. The next thing is just another quote from the Bloody Disgusting article on Evil Dead Rise that Bruce Campbell did. And he said that director Lee Cronin did a really bang-up job. You can expect to be very disturbed. I think people are in for trouble. I feel sorry for audiences in advance. And that's awesome. I am literally so excited that Bruce Campbell thinks this movie is going to be disturbing, because that means it's going to be really disturbing. So I'm very excited for that. So that's just all I wanted to say. I hope you enjoy the rest of the video. That's going to be it for this episode of Hail to the Deadites. I was thinking it was maybe going to be a little bit longer, but I feel like I got a lot to share with you guys. And hopefully the next episode, I've got someone to hang out with to talk about Evil Dead Rise stuff with, and just Evil Dead stuff in general. So I really hope you enjoyed this short but sweet episode of Hail to the Deadites. Let me know in the comments below something. Share with me something about the Evil Dead that you like, and I'll share with you what I like about it. And we'll have a little civil discussion about the Evil Dead down in the comments. So make sure to like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next video. Stay groovy.